While in Ecuador, I was witness to the amazing things that the partnership between Ohio University and CCL were doing in the countryside. The overall project is of preventing Chagas disease and assisting the people who are affected by it. The project itself is made up of a few smaller sub-projects led by student leaders from OU. One of those projects was called the Scaling Up Project, and it was led by Angela Maria, a graduate student from Ohio University. In the following moments, Angela will be talking about her project, the tie-in project regarding agriculture, and how they both overall affect the partnership between CCL and Ohio University in preventing the spread of Chagas disease. For those that don't know, Chagas disease infects roughly 8 million people in Mexico, Central America, and South America. Though it goes mostly unnoticed in international eyes, Chagas also infects people in the United States, ranging from 100,000 to 300,000, depending on what sources you view. Angela's project aims to help those in the areas most affected by teaching them preventive ways to avoid being infected by the bug and to avoid having this situation arise where they need to seek medical attention if they do in fact come across the insect itself. So please relax and enjoy the following interview with Angela.
I'm a first-year student in the Communication and Development Master Program at OU. And I'm doing my GA with the Tropical Disease Institute. And since I came from Colombia, they told me about this opportunity to come to Ecuador. And I was really excited because I really love working with rural communities and I love community work, so I said yes to them. Okay, so the research project that I'm leading is actually part of the main project. We are doing the Scaling Up project of the Healthy Living Initiative, which is a project which aims to prevent and control Chagas disease. What we are doing is a socioeconomic characterization of 30 families that can be potential partners of the project, so we can build 30 more houses so people would have a better environment to live. This is a preventive program right now. It's control. It's a control and preventive strategy. Fixing the problem, it's going to take a lot of time because, yeah, as far as I understand, this is a bug that reproduces, and so even if you kill the bugs within their houses by spraying, they're just going to keep coming back because, you know, this is a selvatic area. So getting rid of the problem right now, it's not something feasible, but definitely we help preventing, and we educate people and we show them and we talk to them about what are the impacts of this disease, how can they improve their way of living or the practices they have in the house, would definitely help to prevent them to contract the disease. The houses here are made of adobe, which is basically dust, and they make these blocks, and the houses are really dark, and they also, the habits that the people have over here, like they live with the animals inside the houses, and this contributes to the infestation of the bug that transmits the disease. So definitely having a better house would help these communities to have a better lifestyles and improve their living conditions. So this year we're not building houses. Previous years the institute built four houses and a community house. We are working with three communities in Loja province. And these are Villa Maria, Chaquisca, and Guara. Right now we're not building houses, but we have visited around 20 families so far, and we wanna interview 30 more families to make them part of the project. But what we are doing is just basically interviewing the community members. And we are also doing some service learning. So we're helping in the school, we are like fixing the school park, and we're doing a project with little libraries, the same way we do in Ohio, like you see the free little libraries where people can take books. We want to implement that here. And that it's been really nice because we have gotten the kids to paint the little house and just put it in the schools. We read some books with the kids and they are really excited about it because sometimes they lack the resources to get books in schools. So it's really nice. So within the Scalina project, we have another project about agricultural practices. This is from another Ohio University student who couldn't come, but we include the whole thing. She wants to understand what the agricultural practices are in the region. and specifically in these communities. So this complement our research, because we need to understand how, what are the incomes of these families. And agricultural practices and crops are like the biggest income source that these families have. So we have that, and we have also, as part of the service learning process, the participants of the project, of the program, the summer program, are helping community members to plant some seeds, some plants in their crops. So we'll see in a few months how they come out. I think it's a great opportunity for Ohio University students to come and to get out of their comfort zone and explore some other different way of living. Exploring, the diversity that there is out of the world, and also to learn about, you know, valuing what we have and also valuing what these people have, because sometimes we just think like, oh, they lack a lot of things and they don't have, and who are these people? But no, it's not really like that.
Right.
Sometimes, like, these people live in their own houses, they grow their own food, they have their animal that provide them. Their family sense of unity is just so good, and they are very open, really, like, sharing. So it's been great this time, and I highly recommend the program to other students.
With the help of Ohio University and CCL, we hope to put an end to the spread of this disease and to assist those that have already contracted the Chagas disease, while also bringing more international attention to the situation at hand. If you'd like to learn more about the Chagas disease or the CCL program, please refer to the following links that will be listed down below in the description. Until next time, stay curious.